Everyone, we are up to Simon Kuf Test Ksiv Beis on page 275. We are talking about someone who enters into davening a little later, or he's behind the tzibur, unable to start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. Now, the reason why I'm just stressing that is because we are going to get to the din over here. Another optional one could do is daven along with the shliach tzibur. Okay, instead he missed the tefillah b'tzibur with starting with the tzibur, the silent Shemoneh Esrei. So perhaps he could go ahead and daven along with the chazan during chazars hashas. This is not talking about necessarily the din of Heichi Kedusha, where the whole Tzibor is going to do that. We will see that only later on in Simon Kuchav Dal. Obviously, they're going to be very similar dinim, and we're going to learn one from the other because it's the same din. You're davening along with the Shliach Tzibor. We're talking specifically in this case where the guy was unable to start along with the Tzibor. We saw one option yesterday, if he could finish now and before the Tzibor gets at least the Kedusha, then he's allowed to start already, even though the Tzibor is already starting Shemoneh Esrei. We also discussed if he is only a little bit late with the tzibur, and the tzibur is still within the first three brachas, he should lichatchila go ahead and start. And we said, even if he is a person who davens along Shemoneh Esrei, the Bir Halacha Paskin Zarach HaShulchan points out that it doesn't make sense. Someone his whole life is going to miss on tefillah b'tzibur. If he has a long Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to miss out on Kedusha. Therefore, we hold that they start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, even if he has a long Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to miss out on Kedusha. So here we go in Siv Beis. Imatchali Palim Shliach Tzibur. If you are able to start, you start davening along with the Shliach Tzibur. So he's giving this, he didn't tell us whether you should do this or not do this, he's telling this to the Metzias. He comes into Sholeit, the Shliach Tzibur is about to start Shemoneh Esrei, and he starts along with the Chazan. So number one, let's just pause right here and let's understand, what is this? What does it mean that you daven along with the Shliach Tzibur? Is that considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? So yes, the Chasam Sofer held that is mamish considered like Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's like you daven with the Tzibur, you daven along with the Chazan. Now, Rav Polsky did not say mamish like this Chasam Sofer. Okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, Moreinu Rabbeinu Harav Shlita, all hold that it's not mamish Tefillah B'Tzibur, you say it along with the Chazan, it's a much lower level than saying along with the Tzibur. It is something. It has some ma'ila to it that you say it along with the Tefillah Hat Tzibur, the Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur is Chazar Zashas, but it's not like the same as Tefillah Tzibur. Don't kid yourself to think that it's just equal that they're down with the Tzibur, down with the. You see a lot of people coming very late, and they're constantly davening along with the Chazar Zashas. That is not a lechatchila thing to do at all. But over here, we're talking about Bidyevin, a case over here. Is this a good action, or should, once again, he should wait till maybe later on, where he's not going to miss out on the Kedusha, the Modim? So here we go. Imadchali Palun Shliach Tzibur, he davens along with the Shliach Tzibur. When they get to the Kedusha, Yomer Imo Mila B'Mila Kola Kedusha Kamo Sheomer. He should say along with the Chazan all of the Kedusha, just like the Chazan says. We'll come back to this in 1 minute, and we'll see what that means. V'chein Yomer Imo Mila B'Mila Birkas Akela Kadosh Birkas Shomea Tfila. You should also try and say along with the Chazan Birkas Akela Kadosh and Birkas Shomea Tfila. Once again, those two brachas are more significant than other parts of Shemoneh Esrei, like we already saw in the Roma yesterday. We see the Mechaber also seems to hold like this also. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkatan Yud Aleph. Sorry, Sifkatan Yud Beis. Perish, Yichavim B'Shtei HaBrachos Eile Saim B'Shtei HaTzibur B'Yachad. You should try and finish HaKel HaKadosh and Shomei HaTfilo along with the Tzibur. V'azein Tzarech Tula Anias Eilu Amenim K'mosh HaTzibur B'Atzo. Then you don't have to worry about the Amenim afterwards. Like we learned yesterday in the Roma, that there's an Ivik Indian to say Amen to Akela Kadosh and Shomea Tfila. So obviously the Chazan doesn't say Amen to these brachas. So similarly, if you say it along with the Chazan, you're like the Chazan in this case, you don't have to answer Amen to these brachas. It's like you didn't massi those Amen. Vikam. Also, when the tzibur gets the modem, we saw yesterday that if the tzibur gets the modem and you don't bow with the tzibur, it looks like you're a kofer. So you have to try and make sure that you get the modem, or at least at least he should get that toshim chalachan el ados, where he's also going to be bowing at the same time. That you go ahead and bow with the tzibur at modim. So we learned yesterday, even if you are not at modim, and even if you're not at toshim chalachan el ados, as long as you're in the middle of one of the brachos, you can also bow at that point, because it's an optional place. You're allowed to bow if you wanted to, just not at the beginning of a bracha or at the end of a bracha. So that also you should do if you're davening along with the Shliach Tzibur. So we know that this is not so shaykh all the time. Sometimes Chazar's Shas is so quick you can't even keep up with the Chazan. So a lot of these halachas are very difficult. So therefore, it's even more b'dievid that you can't mekayim these dinim when you're saying it along with the Chazan. Once again, if you could daven with the tzira that you should do. But if you're in this case where you're davening along with the chazan, then lichatchila you're supposed to do these things. You're supposed to get to the kedusha with the tzibur, say akel kadosh with the chazan, say shomea tefillah with the chazan, and at least be at one of the places to bow when they get to modim. So I guess if you got to shomea tefillah at the same time, it'll be pretty easy to be at modim at the same time, because it's very soon right after that. Now comes the Raman, he says, wait a second, this is not the best thing to do. He doesn't like this. He says that better not to lichatchila. Somebody will not to start with the chazan. Wait until after kedusha, and then you go ahead and start. Only if it's going to be shalu veres, going to miss man tefillah. Or you just said Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and therefore you're forced to start right now. So then there, Dino Hachi, this will be the din. So you see the Ramah is not into this lechatchila to start with the chazan. You should better wait till afterwards, after the Kedusha. You listen to the Kedusha, then you can go ahead and start once again. You have to get to a place where you can bow when the tzibur is going to get to modim, and all the lachas we learned yesterday. Now, however, even though the Ramah holds this is not such a lechatchila, Mishnah Berurah, Sikkun Yudalot says, Ubesefer Elia Rabbi Herich Mikama Poskim Dafil Lechatchila Motur Lahatchli Mashiach Tzibur B'Shava. If you're in this case, not lechatchila, in a case where you're behind and you're not going to be starting with the tzibur anyways, so this is a lechatchila option to go ahead and start with the Shiach Tzibur, not to start later on. And it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be samech on this, and therefore you see a lot of people will go ahead and do this. And this is the halachas. The halachas are that, once again, when you say it along with the chazan, you should get to the kedusha with the chazan. Once again, the Mechaber told us, Yomer imo mila b'mila kala kedusha. What does that mean, Yomer imo mila b'mila? It sounds like you say it along when the chazan says it, not when the tzibur says it. That's number one. Number two, look inside Mishnah Berurah, Yudal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yudal, mila b'mila perush. So this is two chidushim over here. The second one might be very striking to you, that instead of you saying, for those who say Nusach Ashkenaz, we generally say Atah Kadosh in our silent Shemoneh Esrei. If you're saying your Shemoneh Esrei along with the Chazan, you say Lador Vador. You say Lador Vador and Yigilecha in the place of Atah Kadosh. It's the same end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Akela Kadosh, but you say that Nusach and you don't say the Atah Kadosh. That's number one. Number two, which is less striking to you, but if you learn the halachas, you see this is striking, is that you say nikkadesh. Why is that a chiddush? Because we'll learn later on that nikkadesh really is only really for the chazan. Okay, the minhaga olam is that a lot of people say nikkadesh also. But you see, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold it so pasha that even the tzibur is generally supposed to say nikkadesh. Many don't say nikkadesh at all. Only the chazan says nikkadesh. But whatever your minhag is, when you're davening along with the tzibur, so therefore you're supposed to say nikkadesh shechab olam, because you're like almost like the chazan over here, and you say nikkadesh shechab olam. That's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav told me. Also, even though he's not necessarily knowing to say nikkadesh, generally, if you say it along with the chazan, you would say nikkadesh in this case. Okay? In terms of the little things in between the paragraphs that only the chazan says that the tzibur doesn't say, or at least a lot of people in the tzibur don't say, okay, lumasam baruch yomeru and things like that, okay, that is a machlok. The Piskei Tshuva says you also say that. However, I saw b'shem Rosh Zalman that he held, you do not say those parts. You're not mamish the chazan. That's only for the chazan mamish. You say nikadesh, you say ledor vador, and you say it along with the chazan, kadosh, kadosh, and baruch kivod, but you don't go ahead and say those in-between paragraphs that are just for the chazan. Tell the tzibur to say the next paragraph, okay? So that's going to be the halachas over here in terms of saying along with the chazan. Now, what comes out over here is, if you're matchil, we say with the Shia Tzibur, then you could even say the Kedusha. You're in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei, you could answer Kedusha, as opposed to normally you don't answer Kedusha, you just listen to Kedusha like we learned earlier on Shomei HaKona. Over here, you start with the Shia Tzibur, you could actually answer the Kedusha just like the Chazan himself. Now, the Bir Lachas, I mean, stopping over here, what if you don't start with the Shia Tzibur, but you happen to, because you're either your Shemoneh Esrei is very long, okay, or the Shliach Tzibur's Shemoneh Esrei is very long, to the point where you get to Kedusha at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, you get the Shliach Tzibur, gets the Kedusha, you happen to have started regular time. But it's one of these extremely quick minions, 2 minutes after they start Shemoneh Esrei, they're ready to Chazar Zashas, and you get to Kedusha at the same time of the Shliach Tzibur, or for that matter, you started later, And you happen to get to this point, you thought that Tzibur is much earlier in the Shemoneh Esrei. You find out they're much later. You already started your Shemoneh Esrei. You get to Kedusha at the same time. Are you allowed to answer Kedusha or you listen? The bottom line is the Bar Halacha says Bidyavid in this case, not the Lechilim, but the Bidyavid. You're allowed to say even Kedusha in this case if you get to Kedusha at the same time as the Shia Tzibur. And you would answer Kedusha. That's what we learned over here. Okay, so that's the Maskana of the Bar Halacha. Moving on to Sif Gimel. Yachid ha'u made b'tfilah. An individual who is davening his own private Shemoneh Esrei, right? Whether he started with the Tzibur or he didn't start with the Tzibur, generally in this case he would not start with the Tzibur. Let's say he started with the Tzibur, it doesn't really matter. Ukshigia l'makam Kedusha, when he gets to Kedusha in his Shemoneh Esrei, hayu atzibur omrim Kedusha de Sidra. The Tzibur is up to Kedusha of a Valetzion, or in a more unusual case will be the Tzibur's up to Kedusha of Yotzer Me'oros before Shemoneh Esrei. Either way that you get to the Kedusha on your private Shemoneh Esrei, the same time as the Tzibur's getting to Kedusha, that is not in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mechaber, Eino Omer Kodosh Imahem, he does not say Kadosh Kadosh with them. She'ena Kedusha Shavos, because the Kedushas are not the same. It's not the same type of Kedusha. What do you mean by that? Kedusha, but we say Kedusha in Shemoneh Esrei in Chazar Hashas, that we're mamish being doma like the Malachim. We're like the Malachim saying the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Yotzer Maros and Oval Etzion. We're not pretending we're the Malachim. We're just talking about what the Malachim do. It's two different types of Kedushas. Therefore, you're not allowed to answer with them. Venira, do adini mayot tzibur omrim keter. Now, what about this is a little bit more similar. You're both in Shemoneh Esrei, but different Shemoneh Esreis. The tzibur is up to Kedushas Keser. The tzibur is up to Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf. And you're up to Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris. Okay, and you get to Kedusha at the same time or the opposite. Okay? Says Mechaber, the same thing applies. It's two separate Kedushas. You do not answer with it. You should be quiet and listen to what they're saying. Just like if you're in your private Shemoneh Esrei. At the end of Shemoneh, you're in Shema Kuleinu when they get to Kedusha. You just listen and you, like we learned earlier on. Same thing over here. If you get to the two Kedushas, and whether they're different Kedushas. That's all the Shita of the Mechaber. However, says the Ramavi Yeshomrim, the Kedushas Kesher, the Ainu Kedushas Musaf, if it's Kedushas Kesher, which? That's defined for us, that's Kedushas Musaf, because not all Ashkenazim know that, because we don't say Kedushas Kesher generally, okay? Which is the Kedushas Musaf, Ayachim Mitpal Shacharis, Yuchal Omar Imam, some say that you go ahead and say it with them. Dishneyam Kedushas Shemoneh Esrei, Kedushas and Shava, V'chein, nearly Iker, says the Ramai, believes that this is the Iker Shita. Because Lamaisa, if you look in the Beis Yosef, you'll find that the Gaonim hold like this. The Gaonim hold that if one's in Musaf and one in Shachas, you could go ahead and say it along with the Tzibur. Now the Rashba says, in certain cases, no you can, but you're doing different Kedushas, you're not allowed to say it along with the Tzibur. So the Beis Yosef understood that the Rashba is talking about our case, Musaf and Shachas. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah understands the Rashba is talking about what the Mechaber started talking about. He's talking about Kedushas, the Sidra of Alitzion Kedusha, and the Kedusha, you're in the Kedusha, Shemoneh Esrei Kedusha. That's what he points out over here. Look in the parentheses. V'lo Palig Rashba Gaonim. The Rashba doesn't disagree with the Gaonim. He agrees with the Gaonim by two different Shemoneh Esrei Kedushas. You're allowed to say with it, Shevi Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brought down. Okay, so that is what's brought down over here. The Mishnah Brooks, the Mishnah Brua explains the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here. Look inside, see, cut and test it off. Says over here, Keter Hainu Libnei Svar. Ulminig Ashkenaz Hu Naritzach. He just pointed out, our Kedushas and Musaf are different. Libnei Svar, it's Keter, Libnei Ashkenaz, Naritzach. Vitam Mechabru. The reason the Mechabru says what he says, Mishum De'enu Ominim Binyan Echad. Because you're not standing in the same Inyan. Shem Omdim Musaf, Omim Bishachris. Lo Adiv, Dover Zemim, how you Omdim Azbe Kedushas de Sidra. There's no difference between this and being the difference between Kedushas de Sidra and Ashman Esrei and Musaf and Ashman Esrei. However, two lines down, Avala Ramah Bagos Firlei Darashu Lo Amar Lo Bekedusha De Sidra. The Ramah holds that the Rashba only said what he said when you're talking about Kedusha De Sidra. Shurak Sipur Eich Malachi Makdishim, because it's just telling a story about how the Malachim are Makdish HaKadosh Baruch. Therefore, it's much different than when we're acting like the Malachim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Aval b'shtei Kedushas Minin Echad. But Musaf and Shachars, we're both doing the same thing. We're both being Medama to the Malachim. Kigon shel shakar is a shel musas. Esher b'mem the mode of the divrei goni made the Rashi would agree with the goni. Lekach ein lidchos divreiim. Therefore, we know docha the goni which are mefurish that you're allowed to go ahead and do it. Vechein pasuk primigodim she'ein lozes mizeh. And that is how the the prima gadim also paskin. Therefore, for Hashkenazim, this is how we're going to paskin alach lemaisa. That even if you're two separate shulchan hashkenazim, you get the kedusha at the same time. You can answer the kedusha. Mashen kain for svardim, they're only going to listen to the kedusha shomea kona. Like if one is in the end of shmona esrei when they get to kedusha, like we learned earlier on. Says the Mishnah Brosi, come you Zion, what do you do lemaisa over here? If you're in two different kedushas, the chaz is going to be saying naritzach or keter, and you're going to be saying your own kedusha. Says v'yomer kol anusach shel keter o not naritzach shomer shliach tzibur musaf. You say the whole nusach of keter or naritzach that the shliach tzibur is saying in musaf. You don't say your shachris kedusha. You say the musaf kedusha. You say like what they are saying. V'zeh mikri inyan echad ke ikr kedusha kadosh kadosh kadosh. Since the end of the time, the ikr kedusha is not the keter part or the naritzach part. The ikr kedusha is kadosh 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 and brokibod, which is the same kedusha. That is what you go ahead and say. You say whatever the chazan is saying. And by the way, Rosh Hashanah Zalman also passed. It's a little bit mashma over here, but one could be docha this raya. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman passed like this lemaisa. If you are in this case where you are saying kedusha along with whether like the case in Siv Beis or the case of Siv Gimel, you're saying along with the Chazan. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, you're supposed to say it in the Nusach of the Chazan, not your own Nusach. So if you are a Bnei Ashkenaz, and you're davening Nusach where the Chazan is Nusach Sfard, you should really say Kedusha's Keter along with the Chazan if you know it Baal Peh. If you don't have the words, so don't even bother doing that, just say it regular. But if you know the words, and you don't know which one to do, let's say you have a Nusach Sfard sitter in front of you, so then you should go ahead and say it along with the Chazan. The same thing, the opposite case would be the same. You say the Nusach of the Chazan, like we learned early on, Ad Kan for Simon Kuf Tes, Ad Kan for today.